This is George Hayhoe for the IEEE Professional Communications Society. Today I'd like to share with you 6 tips for making your email messages more effective. We all know how important email has become in our day-to-day business communication, and so it's really important to understand how to make those messages have the impact that you want them to have. The key to effective email messages is knowing what action you want the reader to take after reading your message. In other words, what is the purpose of your message? Here are 6 tips that are guaranteed to make your messages more effective. Tip 1. Target your audience on the to line. Send your message to the right person or the right people. Who are the decision makers here? Who should take the action you will recommend, or who otherwise needs to know what you have to say? Resist the temptation to copy the world. If you intend to write more than 2 or 3 people, ask yourself whether they all need to read your message. Tip 2. On the subject line, choose a descriptive title that reflects the purpose of your message and will make the addressee want to open it. Let's face it, most people today get a minimum of several dozen messages each day. A vague subject line, such as "our supply chain problem," may result in addressees not reading your message and therefore will work against achieving your purpose. Instead, use a subject line such as "proposal to solve the supply chain problem." Tip 3. Be aware of the fact that some readers won't read your message beyond the first paragraph. Therefore, you need to ensure that your first paragraph makes clear immediately what the purpose of your message is. Briefly describe the problem, describe your role in the situation, and describe the action you want the reader to take in correcting the problem or resolving the situation. Tip 4. In your second paragraph, provide essential background information about the problem or the situation to which you have responded in writing this email. Don't be tempted to go into great detail. Most readers aren't going to want a long history, but need only the essential facts. Tip 5. In your third paragraph, provide essential information regarding the solution that you're proposing in the message. Again, don't give readers more than they need to grasp how your solution will solve the problem or why your solution is superior to any other. Tip 6. Resist the temptation to write an email message longer than 3 paragraphs. If you need to provide further details for some readers, such as a budget or a schedule, put them in 1 or more attachments to your email message. That way, those who need the details can obtain them, while those who need only the broad picture don't have to wade through those details. Remember, you can make email messages more effective by following these 6 tips. First, send the message only to those who really need to read it. Second, make sure that your subject line clearly indicates the purpose of your message. Third, ensure that paragraph 1 tells the reader what the problem is, what your role is in resolving that problem, and what action you want the reader to take. Fourth, provide essential background on the problem in the second paragraph. Fifth, convey essential information about your solution in the third paragraph. And sixth, use attachments to provide details about processes, budgets, and schedules if some readers need them. By following these 6 tips, you'll ensure that your messages are read and have the desired effect. This is George Hayhoe for the Professional Communications Society. Thank you for listening.